This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be a football fan, you've no doubt seen the ads this season because, come on, they have been everywhere for the competing fantasy sports sites DraftKings and FanDuel. You pick real players, you play fantasy games using, and this is important, real money. Yesterday, the pair did something that rival companies don't usually do. They put out a joint statement defending themselves against accusations of insider betting and misuse of company data. Basically, it seems a DraftKings employee won hundreds of thousands of dollars playing on FanDuel. It is an episode that will only intensify calls for somebody to do something about it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
One way to stop a play in sports. In the fantasy sports world, you turn to government regulation. People like Congressman Frank Pallone, a Democrat of New Jersey, he calls these fantasy sports sites the Wild West, completely unregulated.
So that if people place a bet, they don't even know that they're being treated fairly.
Gambling is now regulated by the states. Pallone says you could keep it that way.
Or if you thought that you wanted to have these sites continue as nationally, then I guess you'd have to have something like an SEC type of situation.
The sites are now temporarily prohibiting their employees from playing for money. Rick Burton teaches sports management at Syracuse University. He says those employees should never have been allowed to play.
I assume that's probably like racetracks probably don't allow their employees to bet on the horses.
If these fantasy sites don't end up being regulated like, say, racetracks, players might just stay away. The market might do the regulator's job, according to Timothy Fong, co-director of the Gambling Studies Program at UCLA.
And if I'm playing daily fantasy sports and then I find out that I'm playing against potentially some insider who has insider information, I don't think I'm going to join.
Fong says people could go back to just playing informal fantasy games with friends. That's what he's doing, assembling a fantasy baseball team without any players from his favorite team, the Cubs.
Because of their 100-year tradition of losing, they're not doing well.
He may regret that. After all, the Cubs are in the playoffs this year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.